Please do take a seat. Now, Miss Gruland, this is a highly respected private school, and we here at Abingdon value the meaning of higher education. The position you're applying for, let me see, as first grade teacher. And I was looking at your CV, very impressive. You've been teaching in Finland for, well, let me see, 5 years now.
Yes, 5 years and 3.5 days.
Right, lovely. Okay. And now you've moved to England. How are you finding it?
Oh, it's been great, you know. English people have been really friendly to me. In fact, on my way here, one man even pulled over with his car just to ask me if I needed some company or something.
Oh, really? Right. So on a personal level, what does teaching young children mean to you?
Oh, it means a great deal to me. In my personal life, I often feel lost, especially when I'm drunk. A lot of mistakes happen to me. But then working in a school gives me a totally new kind of perspective to it. When I look at those little children at the first grade, I suddenly realize, like, other people have made mistakes as well.
Right. So you mean they haven't learned their lesson?
Yes, it's terrible. Some people just have no idea about birth control.
Right, okay. And what does teaching, what does it mean to you? What's the hardest part of teaching?
Probably when children complain about the smallest things, you know, like, ooh, Dave just hit me with scissors. And I'm like, let's not argue about who hit who and whose eyes are bleeding. Let's look at the big picture here, you know. Children in Africa don't even have scissors. And sometimes it's really difficult to get children to believe what I say. For example, one of my students, no matter how many times I try to tell him, he just doesn't get into his head the fact that he's gay.
Gender?
Sorry?
Sex?
Absolutely. Sex, drugs, everything, you name it. Personally, I think educating children about drugs is very important. In Finnish schools, we always have these campaigns with slogans like, life is the best drug.
That's good, that's good.
Yes, I feel like saying every time, no kids, acid is the best drug. obviously, teacher cannot say things like that, so I have these little stickers that I hand out to kids. You know, the cute little ones with strawberry pictures on them.
Right, so you'd say art's important.
Arts, music, social skills. Social skills particularly, you know, they don't always need to tell on each other, like, Utin was smoking cigarettes, or Sarah brought her dad's gun to school. There's an information I really don't need to know as a teacher. And also, they should really learn how to control their emotions a bit better, like not crying all the time. Like, if somebody hits you or calls you stupid, you don't need to start crying. Or if the teacher is a little bit drunk, you know.
Miss Gruland.
Sorry, where are my manners? You course of first.
No, please, look, it's 9 o'clock. I think I've definitely heard enough about your teaching methods.
Speaking of teaching methods, I find that blackmailing is quite good. I could say something like, Dave, if you don't do your homework, teacher's gonna sleep with your dad.
What?
Or mom. You know, I'm not narrow-minded at all.
Right, Miss Gruland, I've definitely heard enough. When can you start?